Proclamation number 7626 of 19th of June, 1960. Increased work of God in the end time. At a time when God's adversary is in control, it is particularly understandable that God himself comes to people's aid, because otherwise you would succumb to him, even if you are of good will. For his power is great in the last days before the end, for he knows that he does not have much time left and fights with all means to achieve victory, because he believes that he can overthrow God and wants to rise above him. This is why God's activity is extraordinary, and people can confidently live through this lost time without having to suffer damage to their souls, because God will pour out grace in equal measure, and everyone who does not want to fall into the adversary's hands will feel this influx of grace. The adversary cannot oppose the human being's will. And if he turns to God, the human being himself already repels the adversary, and he also has the strength to do so, because God knows every person's will and then also provides him with the strength to resist the adversary. Therefore, the human being does not need to fear the increased activity of God's adversary if he only wants to belong to God himself, for the adversary has no power over this person. And he will also recognize that God's love constantly surrounds him, for the best rules of grace will be obvious to him. He will feel God's hand and take hold of it and allow himself to be guided by him. And truly, the nearness of God will displace the enemy, and God will be close to everyone who wants to take hold of his hand. Yet the adversary will reap great rewards among the children of the world, for it will become easy for him to deprive those of their faith in God, and then he will also have control over people who no longer have any protection and have mercilessly fallen prey to him. There is great spiritual hardship amongst people because they cling to the world and do not turn their thoughts to God so that he can take hold of them, so that he can snatch them from the hands of the enemy. But God's adversary has the same right to wrestle for people's souls, yet it is up to the human being himself whether God or his adversary wins the battle, for the human being himself can choose his Lord whom he wants to follow. And God therefore reveals himself to people in many ways so that he can be recognized if the human being wants to recognize him. But the will is free. And thus the direct supply of his word, God's most obvious evidence of grace, can be a very clear revelation of God for one person, whereas it leaves the other completely untouched, because his will is still completely turned away from God. But it is an extremely effective means of grace that the human being can learn to recognize and love God, and it is truly a clear counteraction. It is an activity against the raging of God's adversary, which becomes clearly recognizable in the last days before the end. For God comes to the aid of all people in this time because they alone are too weak to resist it. God helps people to recognize him when he disguises himself and appears as an angel of light in order to seduce people. God does not leave them without help in their spiritual adversity, for he wants you to become blessed, he wants you to be victorious in the battle of faith on earth. He wants you to find him and then also be eternally saved. Amen.